96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Wednesday Newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVLE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, sunshine and 69 degrees. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Oh, gosh, I'm doing great. Beautiful morning.
Beautiful morning indeed, and we are one day closer to a huge event coming up inside the zoo. It is a night in the wild, and it is coming on Friday, and Lisa can't wait to invite the public into the zoo for a fun evening, it sounds like.
It is going to be a fun evening. Night in the Wild is, like you said, Friday night. It begins at 5 o'clock in the zoo. Everybody that evening will be able to come through the brand new entrance. So that's exciting. People will also be able to meander throughout the zoo for a while and actually get to meet some of our ambassador animals. Hopefully it's not too hot to get some of them out. And then they'll be able to have a great supper and enjoy some music by the Weeda Skirts, and then the auction begins. So it'll be great fun. And I hear that it may be a little bit hot. Matter of fact, so hot that birds may need to pull worms out of the ground with oven mitts. But Night in the Wild is still on.
There it is. Okay, way to slide that in there.
It's going to be a scorcher, I hear. So come prepared, come cool. You know, casual is fine. And come prepared to enjoy a fun evening.
Lisa, what are some of the different highlights here on the auction block that the folks can start salivating over now?
Well, you know, we have some really unique items this year. We have an Ashley recliner. We have a new experience. It's actually a bison experience in the Flint Hills where a group of five can go out and get an up-close and personal experience with 300 bison and their babies. So what fun would that be? So that would be super fun. We also have, I don't know if you've heard of the country duo, Dan and Shay, but we have some of their handwritten lyrics of Tequila that are autographed, and they are framed with their picture, and it's pretty cool, and that comes with a bottle of tequila.
Yeah, with
your figure, yeah.
Absolutely. Of course, we have great food, as always, so, you know, the Evora pies and pineapple upside-down cakes and things like that. And we also have some great handcrafted items. So we have a walnut cabinet that's just absolutely gorgeous. We have a bookcase. We have barbecue grills, a couple of those on our live auction, one on our silent. One is a pellet grill. So if you haven't gotten an item for Dad for Father's Day, this is the place to be. So a lot of things like that. We also, at the last minute, kind of got some Clint Boyer items in, too. So we'll have some of those. We also will be selling off 200 pounds of ground beef that come in 2-pound packages. So that'll be a great thing. A cooking demo for six with it's a 2-hour demo with a chef from the tech college. Sounds like great fun. And then, you know, all the normal things, you know, like the sponsorships of the animal exhibits where and put your name or your family name or your business name on the exhibit for a year, which would be a great advertising thing for a business. So lots of fun things. There's something for everyone.
Well, there really is. There are plenty of live auction items. I think 50-plus will be on the block, plus silent auction items. So there is something for everyone at the David Traylor Zoo. And tell us where the funds from this wonderful fundraiser will be going, Lisa.
Yeah, so the funds raised that night will help support ongoing efforts to improve the zoo and of course our mission of conservation and education. So some of the events that it helps support is our zoo camp and our safari adventure, Happy Holidays, which is our lighting event, open house, the kids'ucation, Boo in the Zoo is always a huge one. All of our classroom visits, our preschool visits, Stroll and Show and Spring Forward. And then, of course, you know, some of the things that it has helped fund over the years is like Mission Madagascar, our Preston Forest Adventure, and obviously our full-time educator position. All of the funds raised helps keep our full-time educator here. So very important. Very important night.
Now, are there any tickets left? Because I understand that ticket sales have been going very well. So this event coming up just a couple of days from now, where are we at ticket sale-wise?
Wow, we are pushing the envelope, honestly. We've only got a few tickets left. So we're going to shut it down at 350. So if you don't have your tickets yet, you better be getting a hold of us today because we will be selling out.
And how can people get a hold of you today?
Contact us here at the office, 341-4365. We can have them waiting for you at the door, or you can actually come and pick them up. You can also get a hold of one of our board members if you know those. Or if you want, we can deliver them to you, too. So if you just want to...
See, look at that.
Outstanding.
Just give us a call. We'll take care of you.
Going the extra mile. So what about for those auction goers that are already tickets in hand, in tow, for the big event Friday night? What's the parking situation? And you mentioned the new entrance will be in play?
It will. So parking, of course, you know, you'll have all of Soden Road to park on. We'll also probably spill over here into the Zoo Education Center. We have parking behind the Zoo Education Center. The Veterans Memorial is always available. Soden's Grove Park also will have some parking. They also have a ball game going on that night, too. So, but there are places around to park. So I think we all have plenty of parking. But just come right through that brand new entrance. Can't wait for everybody to see that and to experience the new areas.
So the road off of 50 is open then?
It will be.
Can you say that again?
The new entrance will be open, and the road down Soden's Road will be open that day as well.
Will be open.
Oh,
how about that? That's been a long time. I'll
that's phenomenal.
Yay!
Well, that,
it's so exciting.
It is. It's a big-time stuff. And, of course, this is just the beginning, too, the renovations at the David Traylor Zoo. So where are we at right now as far as this phase of the Oasis project?
Well, as soon as we get everything completed this year, we also this year have the parking lot going in, which is going to be where the llamas are. Our road on South Exchange is also going to be taken care of. It won't be gravel anymore, so that's a win for us too. And then next year will be the Zoo Education Center.
Great.
So, and then we'll have several things after that. So the otter exhibit will be kind of our finale. So everything else in between that, you know, the wallaby, the Cereopsis, the king vulture area, all of those things will be done in between the Zoo Education Center and the otter.
All right, so we'll be...
super exciting time.
It is, really is. Night in the Wild coming up this Friday at the David Traylor Zoo. Thank you, Lisa.
Have a great day, guys.
Talk to you later. Lisa right. Keith, yeah, director of the David Traylor Zoo Night in the Wild this Friday from 5 until 8.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker slots, we don't have one available until next Thursday, the 24th, so stay with us here, and we will continue.